I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. First Facebook, then Twitter, and now Google. There's new evidence that Google was also the target of a Russian ad campaign to spread disinformation during the 2016 U.S. election. The company found nearly all its platforms were affected, including Gmail and YouTube. Elizabeth Dwoskin covers Silicon Valley for The Washington Post. She says Google's investigation is still in its early stages, but they found evidence of political ads linked to Russian currency and Russian IP addresses.
I think, and my sources think, that this is just the tip of the iceberg. We know, of course, that the intelligence community concluded in January that Russian President Vladimir Putin tried to interfere in the U.S. election to help Donald Trump. What we saw on Facebook was that Facebook found ads that were published and bought by the Internet Research Agency, which is a troll farm in Russia that many tie to the Kremlin. But what's interesting about what Google found is that Google found ads that they believe to be connected to the Russian government, but they're not IRA ads. They're not tied to the Internet Research Agency. So we have another wrinkle where we're seeing interference that seems to be tied to the Kremlin, but to a different part of it. And these were political ads. So that's one fascinating question. And then the other question is, how does it relate to the way that targeted advertising works on the World Wide Web? You know, Google and Facebook are the biggest online advertising companies. And what we see is that the way that the targeting works online is it feeds into itself. So, for example, if you look at a pair of shoes online today, those shoes are going to follow you all over the internet, and they're going to follow you onto Facebook, too.
Like a nightmare.
Right, like a nightmare. And it turns out it's very effective when you see the same thing over and over again to influence you. So this has been used by these companies to great effect in the last few years. The Russians realized that they could do this too. And so in a previous story, we showed how information that was being collected from your travels on the web was actually being used to turbocharge that targeting on Facebook and show it to you again and again and again. And what you see is this bigger picture of an influence campaign.
And when Google says it's looking for tens of thousands of dollars worth of ads, I mean, shouldn't that number kind of strike us as really low when it comes to advertising?
Yeah. I mean, these are billion-dollar companies. Facebook's market cap is nearly $1 trillion. That's why I said I think that it's just the tip of the iceberg. And then the question is, how are they looking? Are they really looking across all of their websites and all the ad pixels that were on these websites? Are they really making the connections that outside researchers and advocates are starting to say are there?
I'm just curious to know, what is your sense of the contrition right now in Silicon Valley? Because in tandem with the Trump collusion, Russia investigation, is anyone really sincerely alarmed in the Bay Area about what these threats mean for future elections? Who's saying, hit pause and let's ensure that democracy is not going to get hacked next time around?
I think everyone's alarmed, but the question is, are they really willing to do the kind of stuff that would prevent these things from happening in the next election cycle? And can they do that without massively damaging their businesses? One of the reasons that online advertising is so lucrative and efficient is because so much of it is automated and self-served. So if you start adding a lot more humans into the process, you're going to slow it down. And that's going to affect how advertising works on the web. So I think to really change it and to really verify it, we're talking about a massive change in the system that I don't really think these companies appear to be ready to do. Now, remember, this Russian exploitation is one example, the latest and most nefarious, because it cuts to the core of our democracy itself. But there have been problems with verification, falseness, inflation of numbers. I mean, the online advertising world is kind of a wild west. And this shows how deep the consequences go when you can exploit it. But we've known that it's very exploitable.
Elizabeth Dwoskin covers Silicon Valley for The Washington Post.